you know, it's the thing about 2010. I knew a guy in California who was arrested. He was in prison for selling medicinal marijuana in a dispensary in a state where medicinal marijuana was legal. It was legal in California, but not under federal law. So he got put into jail. He was arrested, charged, the whole thing played out. That wasn't that long ago. That was 2010. And because of those laws, a lot of people would not admit that they were smoking weed. And a lot of people probably didn't in terms of, you know, trying it because they knew there was the law there and they didn't want to get in trouble. And there was a reason why there was a law in place because maybe marijuana wasn't safe. Well, fast forward to 2024 in Michigan and the entire state, the entire country, the percentage of Americans who admit to smoking marijuana has seen a huge increase. So let's go to 2013. It was 7% in 2013 admitted to smoking pot, 7%. 2023, 10 years later, it's 17%. Young adults, no surprise, leading the trend on that. And this rise corresponds with this growing acceptance and legalization movement reflected in the 70% of Americans now supporting the legalization of recreational marijuana. Let's talk about this increased use of weed with Jerry J-Man Joyner back on the program. He's an advocate for the marijuana industry and the host of the TV show and podcast called Weed and Whiskey. Hey, Jerry, welcome back. Nice to have you.
Thanks for having me on, Tom. As my friend Willie Nelson would say, it's all gone to pot, whether we like it or not.
I met Willie Nelson on a very, very smoky bus, a tour bus, one time many years ago. That was prior to the legalization, by the way, of marijuana. So this is Gallup poll that's out now. It says about one in five Americans are smoking marijuana. Do you think that's accurate?
I think it's fairly accurate. It might be a little low, in my opinion. Well, when the question that was posed is smoking marijuana.
Right, yeah.
For 44 years, I didn't want anybody to know that I used cannabis. I was in the closet with that, as many Americans were. And now more and more people are being open about their marijuana use. But what I find is interesting, I'll ask somebody, hey, you smoke pot? Nah, but I'll take a gummy. We're seeing a huge trend of the way that we used to think about marijuana, people smoking it, maybe a brownie. Now there's these drinks and the gummies, and so I think the number could even be higher.
What if there's data on that? Because you're right about that. I am surprised at the people who I look at. You don't look at them and say, oh, that guy or that girl's a pot smoker. But, yeah, they take gummies every night to help them sleep or relax after a long day, and it surprises me. What are the benefits of that, and what are maybe the negative aspects of it?
Well, obviously, when you're smoking something, people like to smoke marijuana because that's the fastest way to get the effect of the THC to work with your endocannabinoid system. That's what regulates CBD and THC in all mammals, is they have an endocannabinoid system. So smoking it is the fastest way. A gummy is going to take 30, 45 minutes, maybe even an hour before it really starts to kick in and feel the effects. So the new trend is drinking weed.
Drinking weed. How has that happened?
Well, we mentioned Willie earlier. I was at Willie's Luck reunion last week, and while the smell of cannabis was in the air, there's a lot of people that are drinking a Buzz Me Up. It's THC and caffeine in a 12-ounce can. Looks like a skinny can, like an energy drink.
Okay.
Low dose, okay, and it's nano-infused, so you feel the effect of it within 10 minutes. But it's very mild, so they call it sessionable. So you can have a couple of those, where if you smoke a joint, you better know what kind of joint that is. It could be Mexican dirt weed, not do anything to you. Or it could be some of that Emerald Triangle California stuff that even OJ, man, 50 years of using cannabis. I got to sit down on the couch for a minute. So we see these drinks, they're going everywhere. Now, you guys up there, y'all are number two in the nation of cannabis sales now.
I know. And, in fact, there's some polls that show we're number one. But it's amazing how quickly this happened, because 2018 was when we passed the law. It went into effect, I think, about a year later, if memory serves me correct. And, okay, that's a good industry and whatnot. But I want to talk to you, because I know you have some concerns yourself about how available cannabis is now. And it's getting into the hands of little kids who clearly cannot tolerate the THC levels that are in today. You know, you mentioned, you know, California weed versus Mexican weed, and Humboldt County is notorious, but there's different types of marijuana out there, and it's not regulated. So if a little kid gets a hold of this and they're eating maybe a gummy, that's a very concerning trend that's happening, these overdoses in various states.
We're seeing that happen more and more. They still, the numbers pale in comparison to alcohol-related issues with children, certainly gun violence with or gun issues with children, but it's a growing thing that's happening. So people don't need to be careless with this stuff, leaving it laying out where kids can get access to it. And as always, there's bad actors. We still, in America, I believe, have 70% of the marijuana business being conducted illegally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
While there's $3 billion y'all sold there in Michigan, I'll bet you it was an equal number, if not greater, that was sold on the black market because it's more cost effective and easier for people to access still.
Yes, it is easier. And I know, we know that's happening here in Michigan. And the fact the black market is alive and well in this state. Can you talk at all? There's this new study that's out there that says about 37% of Gen Z cannabis consumers, however they take it, if they smoke it or they ingest it, you know, via gummy or whatever, they believe when they're high, they can drive safely under the influence, and it's happening more and more. What do you say about, what's your warning to people who think, yeah, I'm high, but I can get behind the wheel because pot is totally safe?
That's a big mistake to make, okay? Whether it's a gummy or smoking or anything else, no different than drinking. You shouldn't be impaired and out there and risking other people's lives.
Right.
I'm a big proponent of, hey, I've got my rights and let me do what I want to do on my own house and things. But when you're out in the public sector, you really need to be cautious with this. We know how bad alcohol and driving has been, and we can quickly have those same things happen with cannabis use if we don't do something about that. Law enforcement has an issue of being able to determine how much or if somebody is impaired. I could do a legal marijuana product in a state where it's legal. It's in my system. A week later, I'm not impaired anything at all, but I could show up positive for a test. And in the workplace, it's the same thing. People are going to drink. They're going to use drugs, whether it's illegal drugs or now legal drugs like pot in a lot of places or Adderall or Zoloft or all these things. So people need to use common sense in moderation is my opinion.
I appreciate your time. It's great to have you back in the program. Jerry J-Man Joyner, he is the host of the TV show and the podcast called Weed and Whiskey. Jerry, good to have you. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom. Anytime.